It's 7:11, and we're joined now by Gabby Soriano, the Marketing and Communications Manager of Sparkman Wharf, which most people are familiar with in the south part of Tampa here now. And Gabby, we understand you folks are going to turn to a little Halloween action there, a fright time. Tell us about it.
Yes, you're absolutely right. This weekend, Sparkman Wharf is hosting its annual Haunted Wharf, featuring an interactive maze. So we're super excited about it. This is new for us this year, but we're thrilled, and we think the community will love it as well.
Yeah, it's the Spooktacular Maze. So I live in Channelside, very familiar with Sparkman Wharf, love the area. So what, try to take us through, is it going to be by the water? How is this maze going to look?
Yeah, absolutely. So the maze is located on the wharf, which is right on our water. The tickets are $10. It's family friendly. It goes now through Saturday, and the times are today, Friday, 4 to 10 p.m., and then tomorrow on Saturday, the maze will be open from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. It's family friendly, like I said, but there's lots of twists and turns, and we do have some spooky pop-outs starting at 6 o'clock. So we do recommend that if you are going to bring your children, to do so before 6 p.m.
And Gabby, can you get a drink down there? Are the restaurants going to be open?
Absolutely. So all of our container restaurants, our beer garden, and Splitsville will be open. We also have some awesome retail shops for you to check out as well. You can get a drink, you can get some food, and then you can come down to the wharf for a little frightening fun.
Now, is this just this weekend, or are you going to continue it until Halloween?
Nope, it's just this weekend. So we highly encourage people to attend or to visit our website, sparkmanwharf.com. Grab your ticket, again, only $10, and check it out for this weekend only.
Gabby, while we have you here, I've noticed just over the months throughout the pandemic, things are starting to build over at Sparkman Wharf. What's the latest, and what can we expect to see here in the next couple months?
Yes, we're very excited to be slowly opening things up. We are absolutely continuing to follow CDC guidelines, and the safety of our guests and our staff always comes first. But we found that we're able to still do programming in a socially responsible way. So other events that we are incorporating, especially this month and in October in honor of Halloween, are things like our first annual Halloween dog costume contest. Now that we have Modern Paws, a local pet store that has joined us, we've partnered with them. We'll be doing a pet dog costume contest on the 22nd. We'll be doing our movie on the lawn. That will be something that we continuously do every month. You can certainly social distance on our large lawn. This month, we'll be featuring the movie Halloween Town. So very family friendly, not too spooky. So definitely children can come out and enjoy that. And then every year we do... We celebrate our anniversary in November, so be looking for information on that. And we also host our annual Grinchmas every December. Among our weekly trivia and live music. And so we're really lucky that we're able to program at Sparkman and that our guests feel comfortable enjoying themselves with us.
And to learn more, go to sparkmanwharf.com, sparkmanwharf.com. And Gabby Soriano, the Marketing and Communications Manager, thanks for joining us on AM Tampa Bay.
Thank you so much for having me.